Perhaps, as a Chinese-Iranian-American girl and a member of not one, not two, but three groups that were at one point oppressed, I should not be saying this. Perhaps, as a girl who was the only ethnic person in her elementary school grade besides the African-American boy who was adopted, I should not be saying this. Perhaps, as someone who always wanted to go to an Ivy League and who didn't feel guilty about playing the race card on her applications, I should not be saying this. But all I know is that it doesn't seem like true acceptance to continue to notice who looks like what, to point out whose skin is what color, or who comes from what place. All I know is that perhaps instead of taking note of how race sets us apart and makes us different, we should be taking strides to make race, in fact, inconsequential. All I know is that despite being proud of my heritage and the cultures that make me who I am so very tired of being immediately pegged as that Asian girl. Perhaps I should not be saying this. Perhaps I should feel lucky that colleges need to fill their Asian quota, and that my slanted eyes give the automatic assumption I am intelligent, hardworking, and high-achieving. Perhaps I should be infinitely grateful that I grew up in mostly white Vermont, because it meant less blatant racism and more awkward conversations with people who knew me only because I looked different. But all I know is that I don't feel so grateful when instead of looking beyond the stereotypes at who I truly am, I remain a member of three oppressed groups. And all I know is that it doesn't feel so lucky to be told I look like my eyes are closed when I'm wide awake, or to be questioned about my Middle Eastern heritage, or to stand out like a sore thumb everywhere I go. Perhaps I should not be saying this, and perhaps I am overthinking my own importance, but instead of affirmative action and assumptions about my intelligence, I think that I'd just like to blend in for once and be any other person.